Welcome, everyone, to the Peaceful Planet Show. This is your host, Marcia McMahon, and we have a very exciting lineup of interesting things for you this evening. Tonight, we're featuring Channel Prophecy for 2017 with Marcia, and we're also featuring Rose Campbell, a noted channel for the late Princess Diana, as I am. And please remember to sign up for your own yearly predictions with me before the month of December ends on my special offer. And you can see that on www.dianaspeakstotheworld.com, or you can email me at Marcia, MARCIADI2002@yahoo.com. And tonight's show, Rose will be bringing forth a message from the late Princess Diana, and so will I. And I also will be bringing in channeled messages from the collective of Archangel Michael on what his collective of angels have to say with regard to the potentials they see as the new year unfolds. And we will be highlighting the words of Princess Diana from Rose, as she and I are both channels of Princess Diana, and she came to us at separate times, and we have not been working together, but rather we met because we discovered each other and found out, lo and behold, we're both getting similar messages from the late Princess Diana. So this is going to be really exciting to feature Rose, and also to be discussing the potentials for the new year in my prophecy. And the prophecies that I have now may be almost biblical in proportions and about to unfold. I have written a book titled Ascension Teachings with Archangel Michael, and it's an ebook on Amazon, published 4 years ago, and I gave predictions on BBS radio for years and years with Archangel Michael, and I went back over them and I found out, oh, most of these did come true. So I've collected all of them and put them into a little ebook. It's available for $6.99 as a download. If you're looking for the perfect Christmas gift, that is a great idea. So are some of my readings for your year personally. And we will take callers this evening on our line one. If you have the app, you can just press one for a mini reading. If you would state your name and your one question, I will be happy to tune in if I can. And Rose is also very gifted, but actually, we have a lot of business to get to tonight, and without too much further ado, I would first like to introduce our honored guest, Rose Campbell. Rose is a channel for the late Princess Diana and connected to Diana right around the time of Diana's death. And she's been working steadfastly with Diana, giving messages whenever she has the calling to do so. And we've worked on various programs together before on BBS way back in 2004 or 5. I think she's been a regular guest. She also happens to channel the late Martin Luther King. So she is available for her sessions with Spirit at sessionswithspirit.info. And am I saying all this correct? Would you like to add anything to your bio, Rose?
No, I think you're covering it fairly well. On the website address, sessionswithspirit.info, yeah. Do / links, and that will take you to a page that you can access not only the Sessions with Spirit website, Marsha's website, my Connecting to Diana website. The links page will take you to just about anywhere you might want to go.
Oh, thank you for clarifying that. So it's my understanding you have a message from Diana for this evening's show. So would you like to go into that?
Okay, we can start with that. That's absolutely fine. A little background first.
Yes.
Please. I was a reluctant channel for Diana. As maybe many of us are, but she happened to connect with me the night she died. And that was a very mind-bending event.
I am sure of it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so I thought initially perhaps it was just some kind of weird grief glitch, even though I wasn't a royal watcher. And of course, you had to know who Diana was. She was on every magazine. But I couldn't imagine that what I had gotten came out of a deep grief. I mean, I felt sad because she was a mother. But when the channeling happened, by the end of it, tears were rolling down my face. And one half of me knew who it was. And the other half of me is grabbing onto that horse of denial.
Okay. And I'm sorry for the interruption. We have a caller.
Yeah.
Could you hold with us, Rose, hold that thought,
yeah.
And we'll get back
Certainly.
To you. Hi, Rebecca. This is Marsha on the line. What is your question for this evening, dear? I'm having trouble hearing you. Are you on the line, Rebecca?
Yes, she is, but I'm going to drop her now.
Okay. Sorry. We didn't hear anything that the caller was saying, so we didn't have a clear connection. So pardon the interruption, and let's go forth with your message, and let's hold calls until you've finished explaining your connection to Diana and your message, and then we'll leave room for callers throughout the evening as we go forth with this evening's prophecy and prediction. after we listen to Diana's wisdom for this evening. So please do forgive the interruption. And I am sorry, Rebecca, if you're listening, we just didn't hear you. So thank you for calling. You can call back later if you wish. And let's go forth. Sorry, Rose.
Not a problem. And so my husband, I went to him and I was all upset, and he gave me a great piece of wisdom, which was, well, it was really her.
I think she had, is Rebecca on the line with us now?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me better?
Yes, I can hear you now. Rose was just explaining, would it be all right for you to hold until we get through Rose's explanation of connecting to Diana?
Not a problem.
Okay, just hold the line, if you would, and then we'll get right back to your question, dear. All right.
Okay.
Finish your thought, Rose, because you've been, interrupted a couple times. But we're happy to have Rebecca with her question. And I'll tune in to Rebecca while you're talking.
Well, I'll make it short and sweet so we can get to Rebecca. So my husband said, Diana had said she would contact me again. And he said, well, if it was really her, she will. If it wasn't, get over it. And it was pretty short and sweet. And I thought, well, that makes great sense. Long story short, he did get back with me for a period of 18 months, about twice a week. I took dictation from her. And that is the foundation of my book, which is on the Connecting to Diana site, or at least excerpts of it.
And the Connecting to Diana is what web address again, Rose?
That's a very long web address. That's why it's on my links page.
Oh, I see. It's on the link.
At Sessions with Spirit.
Okay. All
yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, I did work with her kind of religiously for 18 months. Then I spent months correlating the information to make the book, The Princess and the Peon.
Princess and the Peon is the name of the book.
Yes.
And it's an e-book, is it not? It's an e-book, Rose?
Yes.
Okay. So,
So after a while, she told me that she had other work to do with other voices, that I would not be the singular voice. There would be many. And ultimately, I found Marcia. And so after a while, I went on to work with others, as Marcia had mentioned. One of the ones I've worked with is Martin Luther King. But in light of having this radio show, I went to Diana, and I hadn't spoken to her myself for many months. We channels, at least I don't. I have a life to live, and so I don't live with my head up there in the clouds all the time. But I did.
I got one foot in the clouds and one foot on the ground, but I'm very grounded. I do a lot of nature. So I think we have Rebecca waiting, so if you could allow her to speak soon, but then I will go back to your story. But it's fascinating how your story is so similar and parallel to mine. But Diana's worked me very hard, and I've been channeling her for some 15 years now. So, Rebecca, how can I help you this evening, dear? Are you still there with
me? My question might be too general, so please let me know. How is my physical health?
Okay, let me tune into you. Are you experiencing a health crisis now, or did you have one in the past, if I may ask?
Well, I'd say probably now. Doctors are getting all concerned.
Uh-huh. I'm tuning in, and I'm hearing the Spirit say that, the Holy Spirit, in other words, that you will be healed in time and to pursue alternative therapies. And diet is particularly helpful. And I'm not exactly sure what the condition is, but you look into the healthy alternatives. And I am very expert at healthy alternatives, having been healed of stage 4 cancer. So you might want to get in touch with me through email once you find out more about your health condition. Okay?
Okay, and your email again?
It's Marcia, M-A-R-C-I-A, D-I, 2002, at yahoo.com, or find me on the net at Diana Speaks to the World. You can also find me right at BBS Radio at the end of my bio. There's an email to send. So I would say to you many blessings, and I will send forth Archangel Michael, and I would also recommend perhaps a Reiki session, too, with me. That would be great. And many blessings. I'm seeing a good resolution for you. I don't think it's going to be life-threatening. Okay, dear?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And
bye.
Blessings of the holiday. Thank you for
okay.
calling.
Bye.
All right. Thank you again. Okay. So back to you, Rose. And thank you so much for being flexible. I so appreciate that. And I know how anxious people can be when they have different problems. So we appreciate your patience.
Not
with
Not at all.
So as you were saying, you did a lot of intensive work. You created this book early on. And I know I went through a similar process, but I was contacted by Diana in a similar way. And you said that you did have a message to share this evening from Diana. And then I would
yes.
like to also share Diana's message because she references you. So it's very interesting because we've been longtime friends and acquaintances and known each other over the internet, but simply found each other because we found that each of our messages verified the other, and Diana verified that you were quite lovely. She always says that about you, Rose, and I feel that that's true.
That's very nice.
If you could bring forth your message, I think the process of channeling could involve a whole night of discussion just on air tonight. And I know, you know, it takes a long time to hone in and get very good at it, but you are very good, and you're gifted medium and intuitive. So please, if you would, share Diana's message with us this evening. I'd be very curious to hear what she has to say.
Well, I asked her if there was a message she wanted to give specifically for your radio show, and here's what I had gotten. There are a great many things I wish to say, but the one of most importance, given the world stage today, is that man is on a craggy cliff with little in the way of salvation unless he learns from the events that has brought him to this precipice. Lessons are given in the hopes that understanding, education, will be had, and rightly so, for man has forgotten they are indeed the ones who create their world. When man bemoans war, why have they allowed it into their world? It is allowed because men forget that all men are but extensions of God's energy. They create division, a them or us mentality, which shatters any hope of peace being given birth. When man rails against poverty, what has allowed this to have a foothold in their world? It is the belief that there is not enough for everyone, or that rather than hand out, it is better to hoard for self. The same is given for illness. What allows the rise of chronic sickness to be experienced in the world? It is the belief that health is an elusive item and that to know health, one must seek cures for ills. Ills which are plagues because they have been created from within the minds of men. If the world assumed that health was the only way of things, then this is what they would create within your world. All ills, be they physical, mental, wars, or hunger, are first given rise in the minds of men, and then comes the outplaying of that creative energy. When man has learned that he creates his world, really creates that which he experiences, then perhaps the cliff becomes less craggy and the slopes not so steep. It is not too late an hour, and just as the undesirable things have been created, so too can the desirable be brought forth. Listen not to the men who bemoan, but rather work with those who assume that all things are possible and find their focus upon the good, the healthy, the peaceful. It is the only way out of man having to jump off into oblivion, as it were. Beware also those who sell ideas of division, sickness, for the cures of sickness, the ideas of lack of resources, for they seek to line their own pockets, to hoard. All men were created as equal and with the ability to be creators. What have you been creating? I left that world, but it is my having lived in it that allows me this keen perspective of how mankind makes their own trouble. I made my own trouble to a great extent, for I did not understand that my own fears, doubts, and lack of proper education upon being the maker of my experience created that which I did not truly want. My death is a proper example. The whisperings of who was guilty for my demise still echo worldwide. However, I have come to know that the great designer was myself. Did I not fear that I would die in a car crash? Did I not write of this, giving it a tangible place in my world? Do you not see the correlation of my fear and the playing out of my demise? My life itself could be an education about self-creating if people wanted to look deeply behind the scenes and see, as I do, that I got exactly as I expected I would. Look then to your own life. What are you bringing to you? It is indeed a lesson. So I thanked her, and then she came back and offered another short little paragraph. As I have said, there is much to be given when man assumes that those who have lived a human life are not gone in totality, and that their higher mind knows what lessons they may have missed while there. It is why the many of us come forth through those who can relay us and offer what we can before the whole of humanity tumbles off the cliff. Think well of yourself, well of others, and that all is well under the sun, and see your life change with deserved wonderment. Thank you for relaying my thoughts.
Wow, and that is just so full of wisdom from Princess Diana. And not surprising, because as I was listening to your message, Rose, I got the image of the fool on the tarot card with the man about to jump off the cliff. And then it relates very much to my message from Archangel Michael and the Elohim, and also to Princess Diana's message about the presidency and, you know, what's going on right now. And it makes me think of Trump about to jump off the cliff. You know, it's like we got an unknown factor here going on.
Well,
and
even our collective consciousness, what we're creating,
our collective consciousness is responsible for this situation now that we find ourselves in this predicament where there's been some promises that will not be kept, and there's been all kinds of division sown in America, pitting one person, one light worker against another light worker, all at the expense of winning a campaign, and you know, lies about the other person, and so on and so forth. So I think Diana is talking about the divisiveness of people in general tending to be divisive rather than in unity and love. And on the peaceful planet anyway, we're putting out a message of unity and love. And even though we're talking about prophecy and predictions for this coming year, and it isn't all rosy, and I'm not going to sugarcoat the message this evening, folks. You're going to have to hear it for what it is really being said. But it's, you know, the purpose of all prophecy, Princess Diana told me a long time ago in my books, and a lot of her prophecy has come true in both of my books. I'm recently re-releasing Princess Diana's Message of Peace, an extraordinary message of peace for our current world. And in that book, she warned the Bush administration not to go in Iraq and not to make war upon people and not to use September 11th as an excuse for war. And you may debate the authenticity of what, you know, really caused September 11th and the conspiracy theories and all of that, but basically there had to be somebody to blame and somebody to make war upon. And I repeatedly got these messages to other presidents over the course of my life. And this became, you know, a second job for me. So working with Diana has been different than your work with Diana, but the eloquence of your message strikes me in a few ways. The precipice of the cliff and the division, and also what unity and harmony can be made, and a fruitful life of thinking of thoughts on peace and projecting thoughts of love and care for our brothers and sisters wherever they may be in the world, and showing kindness. And she has an interesting message from me that echoes just your message. And it's very interesting because I didn't plan it that way. Yeah.
I think to sum it up, Diana wanted to touch base, knowing there was a larger audience than just me and those people who follow my work with Diana. You know,
yeah.
We've got your radio show, a larger base. And I think she wanted to just touch base and say, check, what are you people creating?
Yeah.
Because as, you know, you've heard the old saying, life can turn on a dime.
Yeah.
Life does turn on a thought.
And it definitely did in this election, the surprise election and the trumped up election, so to speak. And I agree that her words are profoundly beautiful, and she talks about her prophesying her own death. Some of that was her destiny, and some of it was her higher guides, she told me, who were stepping in to warn her about potentially being killed in a car wreck. But also, you know, basically creating with our thoughts, constructively or destructively, and how worry can contribute to illness, and how worry can actually cause your own death. I mean, very interesting. I mean, very, very profound. And most radio shows are only focused on the outer appearance of things and not the metaphysical significance. And Diana, being the great master that she is in the seventh heaven or the seventh realm of an ascended master, she is really guiding the planet right now. And she's working through you with this very priceless message reflecting on her life, and she's working through me in a more warning type of way. But it's both are very significant and similar in a way, because she's saying, warning, warning, wake up everybody, look around, see what's happening, and don't give in to fear, and don't give in to division, and don't give in to them versus us and warfaring ideas. And she's promoting peace again. So this is very much in alignment with the beloved princess and her outer heart of love that she puts out for the world right now. So I really think you have a real great message there, and it would be nice if we could post it on a forum or something together. I think it would be good to think about doing things like that in the future. So
all right.
I think now is a good segue for me to bring in Diana's message and concerning prophecy for the prediction of the year and the times we are facing right now from 2016 going into 2017. And as I told you, the listeners, I'm not sugarcoating this message in any way, and I was hesitating to be so straightforward with what has really happening in America right now, but all of her messages are focused on saving America and saving human life everywhere and preventing war. And something very strange is happening in America, and she's pointing out the potential. And while I advise our listeners to take care and take caution with what her words are revealing this evening, I also want to offer a good deal of hope, and I'm going to be bringing through two different messages on predictions for the new year. And that goes without saying that there will be more earth changes, and I'm seeing a lot more potential for more earth changes regarding earthquakes and flooding and what we've seen in the last, many, many years since the turning of the century. In fact, one of the first things I got in Princess Diana's message of peace was that you needed to move from the coastlines if you lived on the coastlines, because eventually the rising of the oceans would inundate. So her prophecy is 100, I don't want to say 100%, but very over 90% accurate, and I've gone back and looked at my prophecy with Archangel Michael as well. So without further ado, I'm going to bring forth Diana's message, and we can compare them and see where we're at, and then we'll also bring in a one or two paragraph message from the collective of Archangel Michael and the highest angels. So this is Princess Diana speaking now. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Princess Diana. I bid you all peace this evening on Marcia's fine show, The Peaceful Planet. Whilst Marcia will be bringing through an angel message from the highest collective archangels, including the majestic Archangel Michael, I too will have my say with Rose and Marcia. I've been very honored to work with both Marcia and Rose on various aspects of my coming forth to Earth to try to save Earth for this generation now. As many of you are familiar with Marcia's work, but not with Rose's, we want to confirm Rose as a special spiritual channel of mine who connected with me the evening of my death. Many now suspect that it was not an accident, and that is so, so true. It is not yet known by my sons, but it is suspected that it was not an accident. And this evening, I don't wish to dwell on that part. There are many issues that face the world at this time. Most importantly, the up-and-coming inauguration of the so-called President Trump. Whilst in the past it had been my happy service to reach presidents and top diplomats with Marcia and her channeling, I can say for certain that I will not be reaching that president, for he is not presidential material. Now that I have warned Marcia before that I felt the election was for many reasons invalid, and I am not happy with the results of this election, I regret to say I do not feel he will be a competent or capable leader. He comes to the job with no experience in government and does not understand the various offices, particularly important, the Secretary of State. We would urge all listeners to engage in prayers this evening for his presidency and for his choices of the various cabinet members. Whilst I normally never comment in a negative way on any president, because it's my full intention to reach them with my messages, as I have done for so long, 15 years with my channel Marcia, it is not likely that he will stay in office very long. I will not foretell what I'm seeing in spirit, but I do wish that they would have honored the people's choice, Hillary Clinton, so that I could have continued my voice in reaching her. For I knew Hillary in life, and she stood with me in the landmines campaign. No, the Clintons were not responsible for my death, although it happened during the time they were in office. I am personally tired of hearing all the YouTube lies about Hillary. However, that being said, it's pretty much assured that Trump will not be allowed to take office and be inaugurated if he doesn't sever ties with his business interests. The most pressing concern this evening has to do with the fact that he has direct ties to President Putin and that he hasn't any interest really in investigating the influence of the election of the President of the United States and the hacking done with the WikiLeaks and other interference by the Russians. Furthermore, they managed to influence the minds of Americans and many the world over. I am not, however, saying that she was perfect and not responsible for her own deeds. And she does cater to a rather elite sector of societies around the world that do indeed support her foundation. Those two facts are known. And I'm not saying that she was ever perfect, but I found her to be of sounder judgment than the other choice. That is all in the past, and I'm afraid that your America may experience a great deal of difficulty under the poor guidance and lack of leadership of this very immature man who thinks only as self-aggrandizement. That being said, we can all pray that his heart would open, but I'm reluctant to say that it will. I know the power of peaceful assembly and the power of Congress and the power of the courts can do something to stop what I'm seeing in spirit. He's a definite friend of Vladimir Putin, and in that sense, he stands the greatest chance of endangering America. What I'm seeing in spirit is not something that is going to be permitted to be shared on her evening program this evening, because she stands in the light, and she's always a very positive person, as I am. I would like to ask you this evening, instead of focusing on the election results and the possible situation as it's evolving in America, to instead befriend a person if you're an American and you're listening this evening, of a different political party or nationality, and go out and do something with this person and make friends for the sake of unity. Your world is teetering upon collapse, and the peace and justice for this world are at stake this evening. At this point in time, you will probably see a financial collapse and many confused people, as news sources are well tainted, as you know. Many fine journalists do exist and want the truth and the facts, but they are being confused with the YouTube stations and others, including the mainstream stations, of course, putting out falsified information. In this age of information, accessibility, and technology, one must be ever careful and always learn to tune in to your own inner guidance system before believing in anything. I send on my blessings to you and to Rose this evening, and I hope that you enjoy a very peaceful and blessed Christmas and New Year. I would advise all of you to pick up a copy of Marcia's newly to be released book, Princess Diana's Message of Peace, as it dates from 2001 through 2003, and it totally corroborates the authenticity of my work with Marcia when she first began. I also understand that Rose has an e-book available, and I would ask Rose to talk about this a little bit this evening. My love to all of your listeners out there, and I ask that you pray for Christmas, for peace this Christmas, and for peace in the new year. For your prayers are heard, and your intentions in a unified way will make such a difference. All my love, Diana. So, there we are. Very interesting about the collective consciousness as we're discussing it this evening, Rose.
Yeah, I think, again, as we have seen, you know, working independently, and then the few times over the years that we've gotten together and read each other what we've gotten, we see the dovetailing that she talks about. And I think tonight it's two different, on the face of it, you might say, well, that's two different messages. But it's not really. She's, even in your message, she's saying, turn away from what seems to be the trouble and create unity.
I like that. And I think that's, it's power to the people, as John Lennon would say. And he did give me a message about this situation, and he really liked the demonstrators. And he thinks the demonstrators are really out for peace, the young people, the college people. And Diana's saying, go out and reach out to somebody that's not your ethnicity, not your political background, and try to strike up a conversation with them and try to do something and make friends with people who aren't like you. Isn't that all that we need to do to really create peaceful peace for the planet anyway, is to befriend and see the world as our friend, you know?
And to see the world interconnected.
Yes.
It's not, I mean, we can look at it like here are all these countries, and that makes borders and walls.
Right.
But if we just look at it as a collective of people, you know, what, no matter what country they're from, at some core elements, they want the same thing. They want their children to be fed. They want their children to have an education. They want their children to be able to live maybe in a more peaceful world than they did. Look at what is the same rather than what is different.
Exactly. And, you know, the concept of the power of the people to peaceably assemble, the power of the people to peacefully petition, and so on and so on, is exemplified in her message tonight as well. And so there's another place of power. And so you're not powerless, even though things seem to have been, a fast one has apparently been pulled on the entire election process of the United States, and we don't know the depth of it. So we assume that the votes were rightly counted, and we assume that the Electoral College will still elect President Trump. And that's not the main focus, but it is a concern because it could bring some war in, as I'm seeing it. It's a potential for dangerous things, the South China Sea being one of them today. So, be that as it may, we have checks and balances in our government, and we can also send out prayers for peace and prayers for the president to exercise reason. And if that isn't, if he doesn't exercise reason and he doesn't do what's required as a president to separate his business interests out from Russia, and whatever they discover more about Russia, I would really like to know. I mean, this is the burning issue right now in the news tonight. But frankly, I don't know that we'll be told exactly the extent of the hacking or if any votes were hacked. But I'm not getting that impression that votes were hacked. Nonetheless, back to Diana again, she always tells it like it is. And as I said, I wasn't going to sugarcoat this message, and I think that what you got from her was also very insightful, because we as a collective and we as an individual have influence only over our own world. And as long as we're projecting positive thoughts and going in a positive direction in our personal life, it's bound to bounce back to us in a karmic way that we will be able to survive what is coming. And so I think the guides and the angels want to bring forth this other message that I have, and then we'll discuss that, and we'll open our lines again to the callers if they want to ask you or me a question, if that sounds okay. All right?
Yep.
So without further ado, I'm going to bring forth the collective of Archangel Michael, the realms of light, and the Elohim. And we greet you in the light of the One this evening. We understand the predicament that the world and your country is facing at this moment in time. We also understand the solar system and the earth changes as they do approach. And I'm saying here, Marcia, with whom do I speak? We are the Heavenly Host and the Elohim and Archangel Michael. We say, do not be troubled, for this time period in history has been foretold by the prophets of old, and the tribulations of the earth changes and financial shaking and earth-shaking movements beneath the crust are all possible in 2017. With the Trump presidency, the question, there may be seen some toppling of markets and inadequate leadership to address the current crisis. It will soon become evident to the Congress that a coup d'etat of great magnitude has taken your country unsuspectingly. We regret to say that it is so, and the corporate world will take a definite, firmer hand in the country. Now, we also see that it will be revealed that Putin had a direct hand in the elections and that the entire election may be called into question by the Democratic parts of the Congress, and even some Republicans will call it like it is. That being said, it's unlikely that they will be able to stop the momentum of the new president assuming power. But we further predict, and that this is only a likelihood, but not an absolute, that there will be all kinds of questions and invasions of the press, even including small outlets such as BBS Radio. It is wise that Americans learn to take cover, for just such a presidency was desired by Russia so that they could possibly interfere in the United States in further ways, which we are not free to discuss what the ways would be. It will be as if anarchy is coming, but we assure you that out of this chaotic situation, there will be a flowering of the people on the street, and voices even within the media will call for action to be taken against the president-elect, possibly. It will be seen in time that there will be no real president in charge and no real security briefings, and that situation is very dangerous. However, if you band together in a unified way in the country of America, there's a good chance that the new leadership will emerge. We see this new leader emerging in about 2 years' time. It is very unlikely that President Trump will be successful as a president, and that most likely he will have to resign due to threats of impeachment. This evening, we ask you to consider of the words of the collective of angels and Archangel Michael as a forewarning of the troubled times that do but await. It is high time that America spoke to corporate power and discontinued her associations with the corporate world and the bottom line as the only line that divides the people, the races, the cities, and the farmland. The land is one and the people are one, but yet the people will be scattered for a time. So that is from the Collective of Angels, and that's a little bit more intense than Diana's message, but it's along the same line. So, you know, it's never easy being the prophet of doom. I don't enjoy it. I wish I could add some lightheartedness to this. Maybe you can add something, Rose.
Well, I'm fairly certain in times of old, whenever the prophets came and said their say that they were receiving, there were those who just kind of threw up their hands and go, oh, they're nuts. They're crazy. There were those who trembled in fear, and there were those who understood that sometimes to birth something new, you have to have labor pain.
I was just getting that very image an hour before you called, and the angels always talk about the new earth and the second coming of Jesus, and the new earth are linked, and, you know, I'm not a biblical fundamentalist, but I have written a lot of prophetic things with Archangel Michael, and I kind of feel you're completely right on. When you're talking about the birth pangs, I feel that we're in the birth pangs of something that's to be unleashed on this world, and I'm not looking forward to it. I'm not enjoying being the messenger for this message necessarily, but we can modify it by extending our love and our compassion for others at this time. We can give to the needy, of course, at the Christmas time. But the other thing is that until we get the concept that we're all one, you know, and until we get the concept that all wars are immoral and all illegal killing of people done by, you know, even our spy agencies, either they be in the United States or Russia or wherever they are in the world, is all wrong, then, you know, we're not going to see the birthing of the new earth and the changing of the landscape, either be it political or physical. But I see that the as I look over the globe and I get a picture of things, I feel that there will be more earth changes, and the earth is gradually giving birth to herself, exactly right on, the new earth.
Precisely. I think, you know, taking all of the messages together, you can, anything can be hell or you can make it heaven depending upon your perspective. And as
correct.
My message from Diana points out, you know, focus on what you want. Pay no attention to what you do not want. Because you lend power to that creative thought process. Focus on what we want. We want the unity. We want the love. We want the peace. Don't get too wrapped up in what we don't want, because, you know, where your, as that one TV commercial says, what's in your wallet? Well, what's in your head?
Mm-hmm. So true. So we want to put that vibe out there that we are promoting peace and peaceful discussion of differences this evening, and prophecy, and putting out the warning. And I want to say this too to our listeners, that the last time I had a warning from Archangel Michael about the stock market crashing was in 2007, and it did crash in 2008, and I gave the warning, and I decided to purchase my house at that time and to withdraw from the stock market, and I'm so glad that I did. So I would say put into practical advice what you're hearing this evening. If you're confused by what we're saying and discussing, it's not only metaphysical, but it's time to take some action and hunker down and be proactive and collect your seeds and collect your food supplies and your water supplies. Be prepared with emergency preparedness, because you never know what's coming your way. To the extent that you can, also, Archangel Michael always advises our listeners to tune into their inner guidance system and ask am I supposed to be living in this particular place? Because there's a lot of earth changes still going on, and it could get very hectic with the birthing process of Mother Earth Gaia. Wouldn't you say, Rose?
Oh, yeah. Nothing is ever created. Before you can have construction, you must have destruction.
Exactly. And I believe that a few weeks ago on our show, I featured a man that talked about the return of Ascended Master Jesus and Ascended Master Lord Maitreya. And he was saying that the stock market would crash. And I was thinking this was just hypothetical. I wasn't seeing that in the future. All of a sudden, I'm hearing it from my angels and putting it out there. So if that's true, and I hope it's not true because it's booming right now and a lot of investors are making money, you know, investing. So that's fine, but I'm thinking I'm going to pull out of the stock market pretty soon. I already pulled out before the election. So I feel that these are some things that you can take in a practical way and put positive practical changes into your life in a way that makes sense for your life. And, you know, where and when you feel called to take political action and take it to the streets or demonstrate or whatever, just make sure you're peaceful about it. I was really impressed with all those peaceful demonstrators that demonstrated after the divisive campaign and after Trump won in front of Trump Towers and everywhere in every city in America. There was absolutely almost no violence whatsoever. It was amazing and miraculous. So, you know, I think that the younger people really feel the pulse of this division, and they don't want to be part of the divisiveness of anti-Muslim rhetoric or anti-Jew rhetoric or anti-this or that or Mexicans or whatever. And if it was all rhetoric and lies just to win the election and there's nothing behind it, you know, that's still not good because it's still divided a whole nation. I find even today when I talk to other people that aren't of my political persuasion, you find that you suddenly can't talk to the person. The person just shuts down because they voted, you know, in opposition to your candidate. I mean, what's the world coming to when we can't have a civil conversation with a friend just because they're a different political party, you know? It seems absurd, but it really... it really swept the country by storm, and I really think that the younger people and the light workers like us will not tolerate that kind of divisiveness in our country. We're just going to have to stand up even harder and more firm for unity and free press. I think the guides and angels are also saying that free press is threatened in this country right now. So particularly on alternative stations, we've had negative interference before. We'll not give that any particular power over us, but just take it as a warning, you know? So that's how I take it, but I do see how carefully CNN and some of the other news outlets are being treading water very carefully when discussing the unfolding events, but it's getting harder and harder not to think it's some kind of circus, you know? Really?
That's why, actually, I don't watch. I might scan the headlines on the computer, but I don't watch news. I would rather free create what I want, and I try not to pay much attention to what's going on. That's just my personal take on how I remain peaceful within.
Yeah, and that's good. I do watch the news, and it's my job to do so because I'm always with the current events and what's coming up, and Diana always has her say on the world, so world events are very important to me. But that's because I'm a peace
Correct.
Worker and a light worker, and I'm trying to
do
what good I can and intervene where I can with top people wherever I can contact them. So,
right.
You know,
and that's been your request.
Yeah, that was what she originally requested. And on your end, she originally requested that you record her thoughts and her personal thoughts about being a princess, and go into your book a little bit before we close out for the evening, if you would, Rose, and what Diana shared with you.
Well, as we've mentioned earlier, the book is entitled The Princess and the Peon, because during
when it became apparent that, yes, this was Diana, and yes, she had a lot to say, I felt like the peon. You know, I'm talking to a princess that, you know.
Okay, so we've got less than a minute. I'm sorry, I didn't give you enough time to answer your question, Rose. But
if
let's mention the title again. The princess and the peon.
And if they go to sessionswithspirit.info/links, there will be a link there that says Connecting to Diana. That will take them to the website entitled Connecting to Diana, which has information about the book.
Right. Okay. Well, thank you so much for appearing with us this evening, Rose. It was really nice connecting to Diana with you and with Diana, and we're always honored to be on air with the great boys from BBS, Doug and Don Newsom, and we thank them. And we're having to close out now so we can play Radical Dolphin at the end of the show if there's time. And thank you very much for listening, and tune in 2 weeks when we have a New Year's program. And it's bound to be riveting. All right. Thank you again, Rose, for joining us.
Thank you, Marcia.
All right. Good night, all.